and the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter as orchestra and chorus, Skits Henderson, Lena Romai, and Bing's guests, the famous group that have been trying to get Richard to open that door, Jack McVeigh and his all-stars, and George Jessel. Now, if Mr. C will put down that book he's reading, we can get going.
Well, I took 4 bows in Hollandia. This is a very interesting tome. It's Bob Hope's new book, so this is peace.
Oh, but Bob's book's been out for some time. Why ain't you just reading it now?
It took me till now to get a free copy, Kent.
Oh, I see.
Had to give him 4 Philcos and an old broken-down filly of mine.
You got off easy. But, you know, Bing, I think Bob is a very talented writer.
You are right. He's another Edgar Allan Poe. He's wrong. That's a good book. It really is. It's a darn... I got to lay it aside now, however, and get to work unless I want to collect my loot from Pepsodent this week. Shall we zip through Zippity-Doo-Dah Gang? Zippity.
Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo, zippity-doo, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah-ay.
That number is from Walt Disney's Song of the South, based on the famous Uncle Remus stories, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Ken, but why the sudden interest in Uncle Remus? Is it commercial time in the Briar Patch?
Say, that reminds me, Bing.
I thought it would, yes.
Reminds me about the Philco 1201, the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin your records on. Bing, that 1201 is so automatic, you can play it blindfolded.
Blindfolded? I'd like to see you read a commercial that way.
Well, you can put a blindfold on me right now, and I could go on talking about Philcos for 2 hours.
Well, if you do, we're all going to tiptoe out of the room on you, Ken.
Oh, don't do that.
But you're getting very sneaky. Gee whiz, you start out talking about Uncle Remus, and the first thing you know, you slip in some talk about the marvelous Philco 1201 and the amazing new automatic way to play records. You just slide your record in and it plays.
Mm-hmm.
No needles to change.
That's right.
No tone arm to touch.
Yeah?
How'd I get involved in all this? Come over me.
Well, Ben, you, like everybody else, have got to be enthusiastic about the 1201. And it's the newest invention from Philco, the leader.
Bending over the Baldwin just now, I perceive Master Skits Henderson ready to assist me in the ballad, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. I shall essay the opening chorus while Skits can be thinking of something interesting to interpolate.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. could go on loving in the same old way. A Garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only.
Presenting our guest of the evening is a pleasant task indeed. This man is as theatrical as the spotlight that has been shining on him, lo, these many years. Actor, writer, producer, raconteur extraordinaire, favorite toastmaster of presidents, my pal of the paddock, ladies and gentlemen, here is George Jessel.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And Bing, as I stood in the offing and listening to your glowing and gracious words of introduction, a warm feeling swept over me, a feeling that seemed to say to me that surely behind this fine and generous tribute, there must be lurking a few dollars for me.
I know you're kidding, Georgie, but I'm sure we can work something out later. I heard you a few weeks ago on Eddie Cantor's program. What did he give you?
Bing. Look, what Cantor gave me, they haven't invented a drug to cure yet.
Well, I mean, how much money did he give you, George?
Shall I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Gave me $6, portal to portal. But, Bing, seriously, do you realize how many long years it is since you and I trod the boards together?
All I know is, George, that we were a smash.
Yes.
Paramount Theater, New York, right?
That's right. And the year was 1930.
You have a very inconvenient memory.
And I never forget you. What a sight you were, Bing, cuddling in the theater with a big round hoop under your arm, mm-hmm. little square hat on your head, and those crooked dice in your pocket.
Those dice were made of sugar, Joe.
Yeah. They didn't make any sugar for me, I remember. But really, Bing, I still have the most vivid picture of you. And the first time I met you, there was something in your eyes. I'm just trying to recall what it was.
Hair?
Bing, things are bad all over. But you were a young kid then, and well, I was young too.
George, in 1930, everybody was young.
That's right.
However, The intervening years have brought you success, George. Brought you renown. You are now a producer at 20th Century Fox. You have attained the pinnacle of a motion picture career.
Well, not quite. There's one thing that's missing. One thing that would make me feel that I have not passed this way in vain.
You mean you want your footprints in the forecourt of Grauman's Chinese Theater?
No, I want the popcorn machine in the lobby.
You aspire high, George, high.
But bon chance. Good luck.
Merci bien, monsieur. But really, really, Bing, working with you after all these years recalls to my mind what I said when I first saw you on the stage at the Paramount Theater. I knew it right away. I said, this fella is a success. You know why? Because you had a distinct style. You had it then, you have it now.
You're wrong, George. I lost those dice long ago.
No.
Long ago.
No, you're too modest. It's not about the dice. I'm talking about your singing.
Speaking of singing styles, we have a group with us tonight that developed tunes in their own particular way. Have you heard Jack McVeigh and his All-Stars in their now famous recording of Open the Door, Richard?
Open the Door, Richard? This is a song?
Appears to be, Georgie. And it appears to have caught on as one of the big novelty tunes of the year. We have Jack McVeigh and his cohorts here tonight to do Open the Door, Richard, in person.
Ready to knock it, Mr. C.
Say, Jack, they tell me that Dick's been a little adamant about twisting the hardware for you. Hmm?
Yeah, but maybe you can jump in and help us tonight. You might get him to lift the latch.
I'm around and I'll be available. Available Crowsney, they call me.
Old band's been on a little party tonight. My friend Richard went home early. He's got the only key to the house. Got to knock on the door, see if I can get in. Open the door, Richard. Don't know what's the matter with Richard. You know, he sleeps in the back room and it's kind of hard to hear. Better knock on the door again. Hey, Richard, I'll bump the door, man. Don't see what's wrong with that fella. Got to try him one more time, I guess. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
Richard,
why don't you open that door?
Say, Richard, open the door, man. It's cold out here in this air. Oh!
There's that woman across the street. Looking out the window. Every time I'm late, she's just looking for him. Where's he been?
Trying to find out what's happening.
Yes, it's me and I'm late again.
Now, did you hear what the lady said?
What'd she say, Rayburn?
She said, oh, bye, if it was only mine.
What happened?
I'd hit him in the head with the prize pong.
Say, babe.
Bye.
Have you got a key to my front door?
No, I don't have no key, Jack. I got no key.
Maybe Richard's gone.
I know he's in there.
How do you know he's in there?
I can hear him breathing.
Maybe better knock one more time. Something might happen here.
Hey, Richard, open up the door, man.
Well, what's the matter with Richard? I know Richard's in there because I got on a suit. Let's try him one more time, Gabe.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
Richard,
why don't you open that door?
Come on, Rich. Now open that door, man. That's very solid, Jack McVeigh and Ensemble, and thank you. Don't you agree, George?
Well, I think that's a mighty kitchen number, but I must confess, Bing, that I am partial to a more delicate and romantic type of entertainment, something with charm and loveliness, grace and beauty.
Buenas noches, señores.
This is what I mean, Bing.
She'll do, huh?
Definitely, definitely. Buenas noches, señorita, buenas noches. My name is Jessel, George Jessel, and it so happens that I live all by myself in a big house down at the beach.
How do you do, Mr. Jessel? My name is Nina Romine. I live in a small house in Westwood with my mother, father, three aunts, and a bulldog.
Adios, señorita. Adios.
My name is Bing Crosby. I live in a medium house in Bel Air, and those four little fellas out in front aren't to tie your horses to. But now that we know where everybody lives, shall we, like the sponsor says, put a little life into the program?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Bing, because it leads me to business. I happen to have with me a scenario that I'd like to interest you in.
A screenplay, huh? What's the title?
Bessie Burke from Bolivia.
Sounds like a natural for Lena.
And for you too, Bing. And now it opens with a fanfare. And then on the screen comes George Jessel presents Daryl F. Zanuck. Gotta get it in.
Oh, Daryl should love that billing. What next?
The George Jessel production, produced by Daryl F. Zanuck. Bessie Burke in Bolivia, produced by Daryl F. Zanuck.
You said that.
Not enough. Try to get you in Razor's Edge, maybe later, Daryl. Now, here's the cast of characters. Lena Romine plays Chiquita, the Bolivian bombshell.
Wait a minute, I thought the girl's name was Bessie.
Listen, what? Chiquita, this may be Spanish for Bessie. Who knows?
Who knows?
I once had an Uncle Mara's Bloom. He was Chinese.
You can't tell. Anyway, Georgie, who am I in the picture? Carmen Lombardo, yeah?
No. Then you play the part of M. Bingolito, the Bolivian banana king, a prince of a fellow.
Oh, I have a lot of money, but I'm one of the bunch, huh?
This is something you got left over from Hope, I think. Anyway, I will play the part of Professor Julius T. Labermacher, a Czechoslovakian scientist. This is a wonderful professor. He has invented a fountain pen that writes on the sour cream. In the opening scene, Chiquita is singing the theme song of the picture, Brazil.
Brazil? Georgie, Bolivia and Brazil are two different countries.
Who are you, Joel Kupperman? What's the difference as long as it's in Technicolor?
Have it your way. Lena, are you ready?
Yes.
Brazil.
Brazil. Meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato insonheiro, vou cantar-te dos meus versos. Oh, Brasil, samba que dá, bamboleo no fatinga. Oh, Brasil, do meu amor, terra de nosso Senhor. Brasil, pra mim, pra mim, Brasil, abre a cortina do passado, tira mais preto do cerrado, bota o rengongo no congado, Brasil, Brasil, deixa cantar de novo o trovador. Caminando, pelos alues arrastrando, el seu vestido rendado, Brasil, pra mí, Brasil, pra mí. Where hearts were entertaining June, we stood beneath an amber moon. Someday soon we kiss and clung together. Deja, canta de nuevo trovador. A merencorrio a luz a lua. Toda canta, la mi amor. Quiero ver a sazona caminando. Que los salues arrastrando. Brasil.
Juanita Chiquita Mia, I bring you a bunch of bananas. Eat them and you'll be gay as a little monkey.
Oh, but eating all this monkey food, I am afraid if we get married...
Ah, then you do think of marrying me.
Oh, yes, but I fear it is not to be. Papa has promised my hand to Professor Lappenmacher from Czechoslovakia. The professor does not hear good, and he is very nearsighted. But Papa says I love him.
Oh, here he comes to the gate now. Over here, Professor.
Ah, there you are, my beautiful Chiquita. Kiss me.
Get your mustache out of my nostrils, you old bat.
Bat. You are speaking to Professor Julius T. Lavermacher. Who you are?
I am El Dingolito.
You are crossed by the croon and our fire deliver.
I am over here, Professor.
Come, Chiquita. Put my arms around you. There you are. There you are. There
you are. Chiquita, you better go inside. There's a storm coming up.
Richard, open the door.
Professor, that is thunder.
Don't make so much noise about it. Can you ride maybe on the sour cream?
All right, I apologize.
You try it and see how far you get. In the small town where I live, I am the champion middleweight of the place. Champion of Yenem's Pipik, that's who I am. And I am the first one picked out to be knocked out with my brains if I'm fighting anybody.
Congratulations, you made it.
I am sorry, Professor, but whatever it is my father says I feel for you, I now feel.
This girl has a dialect.
Well, let us sing our love song.
Yes, we will sing our love song.
Say, I got an idea. Why don't you two kids sing a love song?
That's what we're going to do right now.
Oh, you wouldn't do it, huh? Well, goodbye and thank you for your kind extension.
Okay. Would you just be acá con las guitarras, señorita?
Mm-hmm.
Guitarras?
Richita, me voy para olvidarte. Te quiero mucho. También me quiere, borrachita, me voy hasta la capital a servir al patrón que me mandó llamar anteayer.
Te quise traer.
Yo te quise traer.
Dijo que no.
Dijo que no.
Que se había de llorar. ¿A qué volver?
Borrachita, me voy. Hasta la capital, a servir al patrón que me mandó llamar
What's that?
Crosby, who do I see from the Vegas here? Who give me some money?
Money? Later, Professor. Right now, we got to hustle a few Philco radios.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, Professor, and hustling Philco radios is actually a cinch. All we've got to do is to get the listeners to go hear them. Because you can hear the difference the minute you dial a new Philco. More zip and sparkle, less noise and interference than ever before. And that goes for your records, too. Wait till you hear them played by Philco's patented dynamic reproducer. Here's another first from the Philco Laboratories. It's the same type tone arm used by the best broadcasting studios, and now adapted to your home radio for the first time in the history of recorded music. No needles to change, you just lean back and listen to thrilling new beauty in your favorite records.
Hey, one second, Mr. Crosby. This fellow Carpenter, what is he talking about?
He's talking about Philco radios.
Philco radios? What Philco radios?
Philcos. Everybody knows what Philcos are.
Then why is he telling everybody? Do they play on the sour cream? What is he telling you?
Professor. But this is front page news for record fans, and we're telling everyone that Philco is first again with another great new radio development. And remember, Philco is famous for quality the world over.
Here's a holdover from 1946, and just as big in early 47.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. And you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me. And say we'll never part. I think of you every morning. Dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're inside. I love you. Sentimental reason. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
Well, that's about gets it, but before I amble over to Vine Street for a jumbo hamburger and a lime cola, I want to thank George Jessel for dropping in tonight.
Well, it was a great pleasure, Bing, and I enjoyed talking over the old times with you. By the way, who's with you next week?
Got a grand parlay, Georgie. Bob Hope and Dorothy Lamour will be with me.
My goodness. Well, that'll certainly give you a good rest, Bing.
Why?
Everybody looking at Lamour and Hope talking all the time, you can stay home and listen to the program with me, don't you?
I think I'd better be on hand, Georgie, because I don't trust Hope with Lamour alone. I really don't. Good night, George. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
This program is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Lino Amai appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor picture Till the Clouds Roll By, with an all-star cast including Judy Garland and Frank Sinatra. Next week, Bob Hope and Dorothy Lamour will be Bing's guests. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.